Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, a former congresswoman who wants to be a congresswoman again. Ray Hager has the rundown.
Thanks, Sam. Today's guest is former congresswoman and former state senator Dina Titus.
And coming up on the Power Pundit panel today, John Gauntney, Marlene Lockhart, and Sean Carey. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The resort at Red Hawk. The Whittemore Peterson Institute, where today's discoveries are tomorrow's cure. And the Las Vegas Review-Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
Mark your calendar for Senior Fest, September 6th, Reno Town Mall. Free health screenings, food tastings, resource information. That's Senior Fest, September 6th, 9 to 2, Reno Town Mall. Call 348-0717. Senior Fest is brought to you by these sponsors.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Make our lives better. Will geothermal, wind, and solar energy be a bigger part of our future? Yes. And soon it will all be in our backyard. Learn more at nvenergy.com.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the crossroads of Western States distribution. From here at the USA Parkway Interchange, drivers can reach most locations in the Western region in 1 day or less. TRI also provides rail service on Union Pacific Rail Main Line and from the Burlington Northern Santa Fe Rail Companies. And with only a 15-minute drive to the Reno Tahoe International Airport, this makes TRI the crossroads of Western States distribution. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Mark your calendar for Senior Fest, September 6th, Reno Town Mall. Free health screenings, food tastings, resource information. That's Senior Fest, September 6th, 9 to 2, Reno Town Mall. Call 348-0717. Senior Fest is brought to you by these sponsors.
This segment is sponsored by the law firm of Lewis & Rocha, providing local and regional clients in-depth legal resources in today's challenging business climate. Is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're always pleased to welcome to the program former Congressman Dina Titus. Pleasure to have you back on the program, man.
Thank you, Sam.
You intend to run again.
I do.
Even though districts are not drawn yet, but you don't intend to run against Joe Hack, correct?
Well, we'll have to see where the lines are drawn. You know, last time I had the most populous district in the country, 1 million people. It's supposed to be about 650,000. So however they draw the lines, I'll have a big chunk of my old district. So I'm going to run where there are the most people that I've represented before, either in the state legislature or in Congress.
Are you going to run in a district that where there would be perhaps a Democratic primary?
Well, I don't know. You know, you hate to have a primary because you're running against somebody in the family. But anytime there's an open seat, and especially a new seat, that's a possibility. But I'm running on my own record. You know, I think I've got the integrity and the work ethic and the experience to get the job done. So I'll hold that record up against anybody if it comes to that.
In the previous race for governor, Jim Gibson, the mayor of Henderson, was your opponent. You pretty much demolished him. Is that kind of like a warning sign to anybody else that get out of your way?
Well, I hope so.
Now, that's honesty right there.
I'm out there working very hard. You know, I lost the election, I stayed right up till almost Christmas Eve in a lame duck session, still doing the job. And since I've been out of office, I've still been out in the community working on projects and things. I haven't gone away. So I think people realize my commitments there.
Congresswoman, during the legislature, the UNLV Republicans came out with a report that said you just taught one class and pulled down six figures. And it was tough for the people lobbying for the university system at the legislature because it made it look like the university was not a good steward of public money. And then when Chancellor Dan Klaich was on the show, he said that you weren't the only person that teaches one class and pulls down six figures. There's other people at UNLV, other people at the University of Nevada. So how do you think the university is as a steward of public money?
Well, first, let's get the facts straight.
Okay.
Let's get the facts straight. That six figures comes after 34 years of teaching. I was a full professor before I even went into politics. I've got teaching and research awards. And let's remember, that is an annual salary, not for just teaching one class. There have been semesters when I teach three classes, when I've taught a volunteer class at the community college. That particular semester that I came back, I was teaching one class, that's true. I was also doing a lecture series on campus, a number of activities like with the Women's Research Center, the School of Engineering, and I had that class and, you know, a lot of my own other responsibilities in terms of research continuation. That was an annual salary, not for one class. So let's get those facts straight, Ray.
Okay, what about the issue of good stewardship of public money for the university? There were other professors, both ends of the state, that teach one class and pull in six figures.
Well, frankly, I think the university did a poor job of defending itself instead of talking about the merits of individuals and why different people have different arrangements on campus, from administrators to teachers to staff. They just said, oh, well, everybody does it. Well, that's not a very good defense, so, you know, they'll have to answer for that.
All right.
Let's talk about, you know, you were a first-term congressman. What kind of power does a first-term congressperson have?
Well, you think I left here as minority leader, and I went back there as a freshman, so what can you really get done? The truth is, if you work hard, you can get a lot done. I served on three committees. You're only supposed to serve on two, but I figured if I'm back there, I want to be doing a good job. I was also elected the whip of the Western Region by my colleagues, not just freshmen, but all the colleagues. So I was very much involved in that. And while you may not be introducing the big bills that comes from leadership, you can make your mark through the amendment process. And I did a lot of amendments that I thought made a big difference and were recognized and kind of acclaimed by people here at home as well as in Washington.
What would you say are the, say, leading three accomplishments in your 2 years?
Well, I certainly will focus on housing, and that is something that is not even on the agenda anymore. We still have the highest foreclosure rate in the country. In my district, 70% of people were underwater. I had several amendments to bills that were to make those housing programs that were being considered at the national level apply to people who are that much underwater. We brought the Secretary of Housing to the district to see for himself what the problems were. We got some money for the Neighborhood Restabilization Program, which is to rehab houses, to sell them to people who can't afford them on the regular market. We had five or six housing workshops where 400 to 500 people came to meet directly with housing counselors and lenders to refigure their mortgages. Helped a lot of people. People come up to me in tears and say, I got more done here in an hour than I have in the last year. That was one area that I really focused on. I was also on the Education and Labor Committee, both higher ed and K through 12. And we moved the ball forward on No Child Left Behind. That's now been dropped. Nobody is talking about that, though we heard forever. Every child is being left behind in one way or another. That needs to be fixed. So I'd like to go back and work on that again as well. And I was on the Homeland Security Committee. And you know how important that is to Nevada. If we were to have an incident in this state and threaten tourism, that would just destroy our economy even more than it already is today. We brought out the Secretary of Homeland Security. We got some funds for the fusion centers all around the state. And we made Las Vegas be an example for the country because we brought together people from the industry who have the best surveillance and security anywhere with people from government to talk about how it can be done. I think those are good accomplishments.
All right, let's take a break. More with Dina Titus when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
So, who do you use for workers' comp?
Pro Group Management.
Oh, I've heard some good things about them.
You bet. employee background check, safety training, claim seminars. Oh, here's the great part. If you have an issue, they work for you, not against you.
Well, sounds perfect. And expensive.
Well, that's the best part. They saved me 25%, and I've heard they saved more for others.
Works for me.
Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
The Nevada Beer Wholesalers encourages the responsible consumption of beer. The Nevada Beer Wholesalers Association are sponsors and participants in many community-based efforts such as school education programs, safe ride home, recycling programs, alcohol-free after-prom and graduation parties, safe boating campaigns, and designated driver programs. They are family-owned businesses employing 2,000 Nevadans. They also collect and pay the state excise tax. The Nevada Beer Wholesalers Association, delivering more than just beer.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
This segment is sponsored by the law firm of Lewis & Rocha, providing local and regional clients in-depth legal resources in today's challenging business climate. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with former Congresswoman, hoping to again be a Congressperson, Dina Titus.
Thank you.
Congresswoman, we go back a while, mm-hmm. and I remember covering your run for governor in 2006 against eventual Governor Jim Gibbons. And one thing that always puzzled me about that, late in the campaign, news reports came out of Las Vegas that Jim Gibbons assaulted a cocktail waitress or assaulted a woman he was having a drink with. And you never used that against him. You never had any TV ads about that. It seemed like it could be a deal breaker for him. And why didn't you go after him on that?
Well, it's interesting. The night of that incident, I was standing in a TV station waiting for him to show up for a debate, and he never came, and now we know why. I don't know. That was a personal matter. It came late in the campaign. You focus on something like that, it gets you off track from talking about what the real issues were facing the state. In hindsight, maybe it was a good political issue, but as far as I'm concerned, I think you need to talk about jobs. You need to talk about Social Security. You need to talk about education. He's got to live with himself for those actions. But I can tell you, a lot of people had some buyer's remorse after that election.
Right.
But it is true, though, also, that it's smart politics that when somebody's setting themselves on fire, that you don't have to be there, you know, to encourage the flames.
Well, that is true. You know, they start throwing things. You don't want to get hit.
Let's talk about the CD2 race, because it's kind of interesting, and I think in some ways it may apply to your potential race as well. The DCCC is not supporting Kate Marshall financially in this race, whereas the Republicans are definitely supporting Mark Amadei. What do you think this says?
Well, I don't know. She is a tough fighter and a good candidate, and you saw in New York, in a very Republican district, a Democrat win because that Democrat was focusing on Social Security and Medicare, which is a very important issue to a lot of people.
But why do you think the DCCC is not supporting her financially? Do they feel that this is a write-off, but it's a great way for her to lay the groundwork for a run after redistricting?
Well, I'm sure that they will look at the next race, because you will start campaigning for next November as soon as this is over, what's September the 14th. I can't speak for the DCCC, but I do know that Emily's List is supporting her very strongly, and they feel that she is a viable candidate. So I guess it just depends on priorities at any given time.
Do you know if the DCCC plans to support you?
They do. I mean, I came so close last time, 1,746 votes, and so I've gotten encouragement from Washington to run again.
Congresswoman, you know, no Democrat has ever won CD2, and realistically, you've been around the state a while. You could handicap this race. What kind of chance do you give Kate Marshall of beating, Mark Amity, who you served in the legislature with in the state Senate.
I did serve with him. His story has changed a lot since the days when he was in the legislature. There's a little revisionist history going on there. I give her a good chance. She is working very hard. There are a lot of unknown factors. You don't know what's going to be the turnout. There are 3 more weeks to the election. There's always an opportunity for somebody to make a mistake. I think it's a tough race, and I think that the fact that the Republicans are putting so much money in here shows that they are worried about losing it, because if they lost it, that would really be a harbinger of what might be to come in Nevada next cycle.
Okay. But you know what's interesting there, though, is that Mark Amity, because people are so confident that he will win, are not giving him the money. And so the Republicans, I think, had to come in and ride on a white horse, didn't they?
Well, I don't know about the inside working of the Republican Party. You hear that Mark is just kind of confident and because of the numbers, and maybe he's not working as hard as Kate is. I don't know, but I think it's an interesting race that everybody around the country is watching.
What do you mean about revisionist history in respect to former Senator Amity? Is he changing his story from his 03 tax vote, do you think? Or?
Well, everybody wants to play to what the issue is at the time, regardless of what their history might be, and I think that's certainly the case with him for the tax questions.
Okay.
All right, let's go back to the area you were talking about earlier, which you certainly have great expertise in, which is the whole mortgage situation in the state.
Mm-hmm.
The Attorney General was on the program last week and is ferocious now in going after a lot of the guilty parties, including what I said were, quote, respectable companies that you wouldn't have thought of. Is there more that should be done, can be done, and do you think that what the legislature passed, that Speaker Buckley put forth, is going to end up being ruled constitutional by the state Supreme Court?
Well, I don't know what the Supreme Court will do. I know the problem with that proposal originally is it didn't have any teeth in it. You could not make it stick. You could enter into mediation, but once you came up with an arrangement, the banks could just walk away from it without any kind of penalty. It was just a maybe we'll do this or maybe we won't. But I do think there are more things that can be done at the federal level. For instance,
you've got about 30 seconds.
When banks take over property foreclosed, they don't pay property tax on it. Let's make them pay property tax, and then there might be less incentive to take it over. Or let's make the bank set up a period where you're paying, but you're paying on the principal as opposed to on the interest, and then you can help buy that down some. I think there are a number of smaller step things that could make a big difference you could do through legislation.
We thank you so much for being here, as always.
Thank you.
Look forward to your coming back. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
All right, Sam, let's check on some commercial buildings, see how their roofs are holding up.
Some business owners can't replace their roofs right now. That's where our free inspections really help out.
Hold on. Let's go inverted. We'll get a closer look.
What do you think?
Well, it certainly can use some preventive maintenance.
Yeah, that would definitely extend the life of this roof.
You ready to check the next one?
Maybe next time we can just take a ladder.
You watch your company's bottom line, and I'll cover the top of it.
You're too sexy in those glasses. Too sexy in those glasses. Too sexy, yeah.
Your glasses. You really do look good. You're fogging up my lenses.
Find the look that works for you with iMaster selection, service, and prices. Now, buy one complete pair of eyeglasses and get the second pair free. Any frames, any lenses. iMasters.
That works.
Here's what some of you are saying about the all-new MyNews4.com.
Love the new website. Great job.
The new website is outstanding. Much more user-friendly.
The new website looks amazing.
Your new design is far superior.
It is so much easier to navigate.
It's so easy. I just love it.
Check out the all-new MyNews4.com today. The Fact Finder Team, only on News 4.
For more than 3 decades, the Jefferson Award has honored outstanding individuals who have donated their time and service to make their communities a better place. News 4 and Wells Fargo are giving these unsung heroes the recognition they deserve. To nominate an outstanding Jefferson Award candidate, write or call us at News 4 or visit our website at MyNews4.com.
Watch for the Jefferson Awards the second Wednesday of every month on News 4 HD.
This segment is brought to you by the Whittemore Peterson Institute, where today's discoveries are tomorrow's cures. This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel. As always, John Galtney is here, President Emeritus of Truckee Meadows Community College, Marlene Lockhart with Capital Partners, and of course, Nevada Newsmakers. And Sean Carey, consultant and community activist and columnist, awesome, in the Reno News and Review. Pleasure to have you all here. Ray, you were at the center of the universe yesterday for politics. You want to start talking about, we had Dean Heller on the show yesterday, but you also were there for Shelley Berkeley's tour. Your thoughts?
Well, this U.S. Senate race with Dean Heller and Shelley Berkeley, it's like they're going to elect the new senator in November, because both of these candidates are really out there and really campaigning hard. You know, when Congresswoman Berkeley came to town yesterday, you could see that she was fatigued, and she had just talked to the AFL-CIO, and she had to, you know, turn on the juice again to talk to the media. And this, I'm thinking, time out. You got over a year to go. Don't, you know, mm-hmm. both of you, don't burn yourself out so quickly.
Marlene, you've been on the combat trail many times yourself here. Your thoughts on this?
Well, they have to get started now for U.S. Senate seat, and they'll be running top speed, that kind of schedule, from now until next November, Election Day. And both of them will have to do that to win.
You know, it's interesting because both of these are very knowledgeable people, mm-hmm. long time in the Congress. It's very hard, I think, you know, for the media. You know, we try to zone in on a question, and somebody who's been in office that long and at such a high level can just, you know, turn you around with their answers. It's going to be interesting for the media to try to keep up with them.
Absolutely. I mean, politics is kabuki theater anymore, and these two are no exception. I think it's smart that they're out there right now, considering the fact that people are, at least up in the North, people are paying attention with the special election. People are watching what's going on.
Are they really, or are they getting turned off by all the advertising?
The advertising from both camps, I think, has been underwhelming, in my opinion. But no, people are noticing. I mean, there's yard signs everywhere. There's people that are out on the ground. I think that Nevadans, to some extent, up here north, are pretty engaged. And like I said, Berkeley and Heller are smart to capitalize on that, because if they're not going to necessarily win votes at this point, but what they are going to win is fundraising.
John, your thoughts?
Well, I think Shelley is about twice as tough as Dean is.
Yeah,
and if this is going to be a marathon race, it could end up being very, very close, or she could end up pulling it out. Dean is a nice guy. I've known him for 20 years and so on, but he's not as tough as she is.
Marlene, would you agree?
Shelley's pretty tough, and she's going to be a formidable candidate. And for me, what's going to be interesting is the Dean Heller that I knew in the legislature and as Secretary of State went to Congress and went so far right because of CD2 to represent CD2. He's going to have to pull that back now to the middle to run in Las Vegas and to run statewide for the Senate. So seeing him come back to the middle is going to be fun to watch.
Okay, this is the way I see this race, is that, okay, let's take it from the three congressional districts we have now. Dean Heller is going to win CD2. Shelley Berkeley is going to win CD1. And the whole race is going to be in the area that is now CD3, Joe Heck's district, former Congresswoman Dina Titus's district, because that's kind of a, you know, an amoeba of Democrats and Republicans and independents and things. So I think that's where the race is going to be won.
The issue is jobs, 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 and foreclosures. I think the level of anger that's boiling in the state of Nevada at the current time is underestimated. And so, in a sense, the election is a kind of referendum on who will be the least painful for us, I think, in a way. People are just really unhappy.
Well, and it's also important to point out here that Nevada, for the 2012 election, Nevada is going to be the center of the Democrats' political universe, and it has nothing to do with the 6 electoral votes for president. There's going to be 3 open congressional seats and an open Senate seat. If the Democrats have any chance of taking back the House of Representatives and maybe holding on to the Senate, those are the seats that they need.
Right.
That's the reason that these things are happening. That's the reason that we have Democrats everywhere that are declaring for these seats. We don't even know even know what the districts look like. And I think that's exactly the reason why that Berkeley and Heller are out there this soon.
I think you're going to see a lot of folks who felt the last election some regret that a Joe Heck is in there. They want Dina Titus back. They did not vote in the last election to have fights over the debt ceiling and tie up and gridlock Congress. And I think there'll be a lot of rethinking about what they sent to Congress last time.
Well, I think it's also going to depend on the economy, don't you think? Because President Obama, everybody's hoping that they'll have the coattail effect from President Obama in Nevada. But if the economy is still in the shambles...
Absolutely. I mean, fuel prices are still through the roof. I mean, we're tops with unemployment and foreclosures. I mean, Nevadans are not happy. We're not working. We're losing our homes and our cars and our jobs, and this is definitely going to have an effect.
You know, I think that Democrats are distancing themselves from President Obama. I saw it yesterday with comments from Shelley Berkley, and I see it through covering the CD2 race with Kate Marshall. They're independent thinkers and they're independent doers, and they're not marching lockstep with the president.
At least during the election cycle,
Republicans took control of Congress. They said they were going to talk about jobs. There has not been one jobs bill introduced. First bill had to do with abortion. Second bill, then we have this debt ceiling fight. There is real anger because Congress is not paying attention to what's important to the middle class.
And that's where we have to leave it. Thank you all very much. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
People in Nevada are choosing Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield for their health coverage. So if you need an individual health plan, what's stopping you from joining?
With kids, I have to be prepared. Do you cover preventive care?
Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield offers a choice of plans, including those with preventive care, to help your family and your budget stay healthy.
I'll bet my personal doctor isn't in your network.
I'll bet he is. And our large network of doctors and hospitals helps you save on the cost of your care, adding more value to your coverage.
I'm self-employed. I need something simple and affordable.
No problem. Our plans are designed for different needs and budgets. Compare plans and apply online 24 hours a day. Or call us to discuss your options. Join all the people who depend on Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield for service and value.
For a free rate quote for you or your family, call 1-866-759-5029 or visit us online at anthem.com/join in.
This summer's premier family fun event, the 2011 Aviation Roundup and Air Show, August 27th and 28th at the Minden Tahoe Airport. See an all-star lineup of aerobatic performers, including air show queen Patty Wagstaff, Mark Peterson and the Alpha Jet, the daring moves of John Melby, Greg Collier and the awesome T-33, and much more. Kids 6 and under are free. Tickets and additional information available at aviationroundup.com.
Car accidents change lives every day. When you've been injured in a serious accident, you need experienced legal help to make sure the insurance company's offer is fair.
Some folks try to settle with insurance companies on their own.
That's why you need experienced, knowledgeable attorneys who will fight for you.
Bob and I used to work for the insurance companies.
We know their tricks.
Call Galloway & Jensen. Over 50 years experience. 333-7555. We fight for you.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Thanks, Sam. Tomorrow's guest is conservative restaurateur George Harris.
It's going to be a great show. We'll see you then.